Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
Tonight, we are talking about the light side of the dark side. You know how long I had to rehearse that today? I'm not going to lie. It's like a tongue twister that made no sense until I actually spelled it out in front of me. It was a tongue twister. And I kept saying it wrong. I switched words around. And literally, there's 7 words in the sentence. Couldn't get it right. But I got it right for our intro. So yeah, we're talking about the light side of the dark side. And it all kind of came about and stemmed from a YouTube live that we had. And it was when we had some feedback, some interaction, right? From
I wouldn't even call him a troll per se.
No.
Now we get our share of those, but he was, I don't know, like I don't know how to describe exactly what he was.
So we wanted to kind of address why some people stay in the dark. They stay stuck in that. What's the word?
Everything associated with spirit is demons and darkness and you're going to hell. Period. That's the only place they know how to live.
Yeah. And you know, no matter what anybody tells them, they also believe that because we can talk to people who have passed or we've had those connections with people who have passed, that is a demonic energy as well. And it isn't. And what I love is that we have support from such a fabulous group of you that watch us, support us, connect with us, that you guys were really being able to kind of connect as well and really kind of let this person know out there like, hey, let's lighten up a bit. Like this isn't as dark and dreary as we think it is. And it all stemmed from us going to dinner in an allegedly haunted restaurant here in Oceanside, California. They have been in the Insider magazines. They have been on TV shows. People show up all the time with paranormal equipment to have dinner. Sometimes they get to hang around afterwards and you know, kind of hear what spirit has to say.
We plopped out our equipment and the server didn't miss a beat. Oh, ghost hunters. Okay. That's cool. Let me tell you about this.
And that was the thing. It's like, we've been there probably 5-6 times now. Mm-hmm. And we've brought our equipment and every single server we've talked to, whether we've had our equipment or not, have all had experiences in this restaurant. Like, I want to go back to my restaurant roots, you guys, and go work there for a while and just see and feel. Silverware has gone flying across for the server we had this past week. She also said she's heard voices. She actually has a picture on her phone of a guest who had taken a picture of the sign outside. Wasn't that trippy? Mm-hmm. And that face that was going by. So yes, there's activity there. There's also a rich history behind it as well as to why that history's there. I'm hoping to get us in there and do some investigating and be able to put it on a show. So I'm not going to tell you much more because I really want that to kind of be a whole different show. But we decided to start talking about that. And we were with the Fierce Four. So shout out to LaShawn and Psychic Ashley. Psychic artist Ashley, because they were with us. This was the YouTube. If you go over to YouTube, you can check out our show from Sunday anyway. But yeah, we were all there together. And so we were talking about this and started seeing, you know, some of the feedback from people watching. And at the end, we were kind of hanging out talking. And it was like, what do we want to do the show on this week? What do we want to kind of capture? And it was, you know, let's do it on how to find the demons, how to find that like side of the darkness. See, I can't even say it now.
It's just basically like it doesn't, I mean, people, it doesn't have to be that. Like, I mean, we're not here to try to change your mind or tell you how to think or feel or anything like that, but we are here to have a good time and just sort of be a reminder that it's not, we work in that light side. We have those high vibrations. We like, you know, connecting people with their past loved ones. We like helping people with guidance from their spirit teams. It doesn't always have to be, you know, like your, you know, great, great grandmother telling you you're going to go to hell if you even think about, you know, speaking to a spirit or it's bad. That's all. And it's like, okay, let's just open our minds to the possibility that we're not going to go to hell if we connect with our loved ones. Let's just start there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You were on a rage the other night as well.
It's just like, why? The minute we start and like everybody's having a good time, we're all talking, we're keeping it light. And then it's like, oh, you guys are talking to demons. Oh, for F's sake. What are we doing?
And the best part about it is that LaShawn was kind of following that feed as we were going on YouTube, because YouTube's different than when we do our Facebook lives and stuff. And we weren't doing any live readings at that part. And I looked over and saw this comment, and we don't put up with that stuff. Like, we will not allow others to even scare the people that watch us, that connect with us. And so we started out the show talking about love and light. We ended it. We reiterated it. But for me, it's an easy go-to for people because they don't understand, or it's what they've been taught, right? So I do believe that when we have these live shows and we have people that come in and watch them, or even after the fact, you'll get people that will watch part of it or see the title of one of our Facebook lives, and they'll start putting things in the comments. You are more than welcome to share your beliefs as well. But honestly, if you're not in that belief system that we are, then you know what? It's not doing anyone any good for us to have an argument. And we don't have the argument.
No, we're not.
We come at it from our perspective and what we know. And working in this field for 30 plus years for me, and understanding what it's like to work in that dark energy, I have no problem calling out someone and saying, you know what? It was not demonic energy. This place does not have negative energy behind it. It's the energies that are kind of lingering and staying in there. Well, when you get dug up to be made into what, like a gas station or a mini mart, you know, 100 years ago, and your bones are now displaced and you didn't have a proper resting place. You know what? You might still be kind of wandering around a little pissed off as a spirit. And I understand that, right? Even though they're on the other side and they've crossed over, they may not be 100% happy with what happened. But we always go to that lower level energy immediately. And when we do that, then we jump into the demonic energy immediately. Well, you know what? I do believe any energy is possible. I will not discount that whatsoever, right? If we can have energies on multiple realms, then why isn't it possible? But I've been doing this a really long time, you guys, and I have yet to come across a demon as people see on TV. I just haven't. And that's not to say that they are not out there. I would love to go to some of these locations like Bobby Mackey's and these places that do have this reported history behind it and experience it myself and see it and feel it to see what the difference is. But in most cases, what we're experiencing is spirits who are in a space in which they just stay in that level. And sometimes it just takes a listening ear from us who can work with them in order to help them continue their ascension process, right? So if we label everything that is dark and scary as demonic, who the hell is helping these spirits on the other side?
But like, who has time to come and just like hang out on a page that you're, or watch a live that you're obviously not aligned with, that you're not vibing with? It's like, dude, like click on something else. But no. Like, we're going to stay here and I'm going to voice my thoughts and everybody better start believing what I do, or else everybody else is going to, it's crazy. I do not have time to get on other people's pages and try to change their minds. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
But I think that, you know what, with that, it just shows what fear does.
Yeah.
It's a fear-based problem, if you will. It's what society has taught us, right? And that's what we're going to talk about in segment two, is outside influences, our friends, family, religion.
Yes.
You know, it also is when fear kicks in, like childhood experiences, right? So maybe it isn't coming from any of those three. Maybe it's just the feeling you had when you were scared of the dark as a child, because you knew an energy was there, but you could not wrap your head around it. And nor did you have anyone you could go to about it. And so then when you started watching these movies at slumber parties, I mean, let's be honest, you guys, how many of us are watching Poltergeist and some of these creepy ass movies as teenagers and preteens because it was cool to freak out the rest of the group? And yet that stuck with us and we carry that energy around. And so with that being said, when we start just blasting other people, and that's not just on our YouTube page, right? It's anywhere. You go on to any different groups, right, that you might be following, different conversations that spark a conversation. And the immediate thing people go to is, it's demonic. Yeah. Oh my, everyone, you're all going to hell. It's demonic. What are you doing?
The spellcaster one.
Oh gosh, the spellcaster ones are my favorite. Love those. You never have to pay to have the energy taken off of you because it's demonic or, you know, you've been cursed. Okay, we're only going to learn that and believe that if we hold that true to ourselves. So when, you know, go back to last week, you guys, and watch Wednesday's show of the energy of words and understand how words can absolutely put us into that space. But when we don't understand something, we move into a fear-based energy, which then turns into, which then we try and get other people to join us on that. And those that are fearful, interested, but maybe they don't fully understand, they may take that person that was on our YouTube and be like, oh my God, he's totally right. And then build that fear within them. And instead of empowering people, we're breaking them down. And that's not what we're about. And that's why we're talking about this today, is that, you know, how to find the demons. Well, ultimately, the demons are within ourselves when we're having those really low times and we're hard on ourselves, right? And we can exercise them ourselves by moving to love and light, going outside, grounding, taking a walk, connecting with our loved ones, petting our pets. Like, that's what this is about, right? That's this connection that we have.
Well, because like some people though are just always going to be in the dark. Like they're always looking for the dark side, that demonic energy, that energy vampire, you name it. Like that's what they're looking for. And like there's others of us that are working in like a higher vibration, love, light, having a good time, trying to like show the lighter side, but they're only going to see that because that's all they look for. And if that's all you look for, that's all you're going to see, you know, whatever the emotion or subject matter is, that's all you're looking for, it puts it in a hard place.
Absolutely. Ah, all right, Jacob, that was my transition for this one. Check off. Absolutely. All right, you guys, we're going to go to break. I do have some exciting things coming up in May for you. So join me on May 15th. Spirit Walker Nicole and I will be doing a workshop on the Akashic Records, connecting with your blueprint, how to go back into a record, how to connect with some energy that we'd like to let go of, how to maybe change that blueprint and that record a bit to alter where we're moving forward in a positive direction. It's only $40. It is through Zoom, so we can accommodate everybody across the United States and wherever you're from. And that is May 15th from 11 to 1. And then I'm going to be jumping in the car immediately after and driving up to Winchester, California, because our mystical tea party with Spirit was such a hit that I wasn't going to do one until June. And I got a call from Michelle, who owns Sweetwater Farms, saying, I already have people wanting to book. Let's get it down. I only have 6 spots left already. And that is also on May 15th, mystical tea party with Spirit, starting at 4 p.m. Let's come back after break and talk about the outside influences of this dark energy. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm?
Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And I'm Spirit Walker Nicole.
Getting it, doing it, talking about it.
Nope.
That is my new slogan.
You're going to clap again right then. And you stopped yourself.
Woo! Nope. What is going on today? I don't know. It's a spirity week. I have worked all morning on all sorts of different show topics for us, getting the outlines done. I mean, it's putting together a new program, which we'll talk about as well. I mean, it's just been a really awesome, energetic day, and I'm totally feeling it even at, 5 o'clock tonight. So let's just keep going with it. All right. All right. So we are I'm going to need to hold something. Pendulum and I are now good friends. That's why I hold things. If you guys ever notice that I'm just hanging out and I'm doing weird things and I'm holding things, it's because my hands and I are not one. We never have been. They have a mind of their own and I talk with my hands. And so I try and reel myself in for shows like this. But today we are talking about the light side of the dark side. And we're talking about impressions that people have based on things that we do. So our topic on YouTube was about the paranormal and physical mediumship, and started talking about an experience that we were experiencing as the Fierce Four, because we'd gone out to this haunted location for dinner and then came back and talked about it and talked about physical mediumship, and had someone on there that was talking about right from the gate, hey, this is demonic energy in this restaurant. Well, no, it's not. And what I love is that we can say surely and wholeheartedly with the amount of research that has been done with this restaurant that has been there since like the mid-1970s, that I have yet to read anything that says there is demonic activity at this place. And there have been countless investigators in this place for 30, 40, 50 years. I'm trying to do my math, making sure I'm right. So all it is energy that's tied to the land and the space. But it did get us thinking about, we need to do a show on this. We have not done a show where we talk about this lower level energy and demonic energy and this, the energy vampires, if you will. But as we went about trying to create the show, we realized that a lot of it is from outside influences.
Right. So it's like what does your family think? And it's easy for us to say okay, Jamie, I don't really care what my family thinks. And just pretend that we're out there just living our best life. But the reality is a lot of us do care what those closest to us think, whether we want to admit it or not. And if you're fortunate to have grown up in a spiritual household, then you should consider yourself really lucky, because there's not a whole lot of that in the world. All too often, many people are too afraid to admit what they're experiencing and going through, because they're going to be ostracized by their family and their friends. They can't talk about spirit with others because they've been raised in a religion that says communicating with the dead is bad. And they're too afraid to talk about the fact that, I think grandma just visited me and she has some messages and I don't know what to do. And that's when it becomes so important to find your people, find your community. We're in a safe place to do that, it is YouTube. We have our people that come there and we have a good time, but occasionally we do have the ones that jump on that say we're communing with demons.
Generally I'm not, like I said, I have been doing this a very long time. I've been connected in that energy realm for a very long time, and only once have I had a true dark energy show itself to me. And I was camping I was up in Big Bear, California. That area has a lot of activity. And in a particular cabin that I was not so go hunt about once we got in there.
What'd you say?
I know. I said, go hunt. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Do you mean gung ho?
Gung ho. That's a word, you guys. Go hunt.
Nope.
I was not so go hunt about this cabin. Gung ho. Because I could feel the energy. And it was just a one bedroom, tiny little kitchen. You know, we were skiing and snowboarding for the weekend. So you didn't really need a whole heck of a lot. And it was one of those places that just, it rubbed me the wrong way. And the second night that we were there, all of a sudden, this hooded creature, not the Grim Reaper. I know who the Grim Reaper is. That's Archangel Azrael. That's somebody that comes in with the transition of death. He's not negative. He's not a dark entity. He is there to also celebrate life and that part of rebirth. This was something dark. This was something very low. Was it a demon per se? Well, you know what? Its eyes didn't glow red. It didn't spew fire. And I didn't have the mark of three. So I don't know. But I do know that this was something not of my norm, not something I had ever seen before. And it came up, and this was in a space where I wasn't as empowered as I am today, where I have been empowered for the past 5-6 years. And I froze. And he had these teeth. The only way that I can kind of describe him is if any of you watched He-Man, and it was Skeletor, right? From the castle of Grayskull. Okay, I have a younger brother, you guys, so yes, I know this. It was similar to Skeletor, except the way that it moved, right? And I know I wasn't in a dream state because I was in that sleep paralysis state, and I was trying to move my finger, and I was consciously bringing myself back into that space, but I didn't have the connection with my spirit team as I do now. So when these energies start to creep in, I immediately click on and I call in Archangel Michael, I call in my spirit team, I call in my main guardian angel who creates my shields, and I can now dismiss this energy back to where it belongs and wish it love and light on its journey, but I didn't have that. And I probably spent a good 15 minutes in probably one of the most fearful spaces I have ever been in when I'm connecting with spirit. And there was nothing I could do because at that point I didn't have the knowledge that I do now. Again, I don't think it was a demon. It didn't have that demon feel, that vibe, right? It didn't, it just was something that was very dark, very low, and probably resided within that cabin or within the land itself. And when I finally was able to bring myself up and out of it enough, I was able to regain power within myself and I was able to move that energy out, but I did not sleep the rest of the weekend.
Were you like just not go hunt about the weekend?
Totally wasn't go hunt. Okay. I mean, I did go ahead and go skiing. But no, I mean, and it took me, we stayed 3 nights. The third night, it took a lot for me to go back in that cabin after the day because I knew what was there. But you know what? I did it because I didn't let fear run my life. I knew that much. So, you know, we can have darker situations come up with energy and not understand it. But this is also why I have people that literally come in through the back door. They've got like a wig on and some sunglasses, looking back to make sure that, you know, no one followed them. Their loved ones think that they're at a dentist appointment. And in reality, they're sitting across from me for a spirit connection reading. And it's usually someone in a lower vibrational energy, suicide, drug and alcohol or abuse. Maybe it was abusive person, not a good person in life. And it's that they still wish to connect with these people. They still want to send that love and light out, but they can't do it in the comfort of their own home or space or even verbally with others because of the outside influences.
Shame.
Shame. It's the family, it's the religion, it's the friends, it's the, oh my gosh, how could you still love them? They're horrible people, or they did things, or they're not going to be accepted into heaven, or God's not going to take them in, whatever that might be. But those people will come in because they still have goodness in their own heart, and they want what's best for those on the other side, and that they have found peace, and they want them to find peace as well. But we are shamed into connecting even with someone that has left this earth plane in this lower vibration. Are they demonic?
No.
No, they're not. Do they feel lower? I mean, you've had lower vibrational energies come in towards you.
Sure.
You get the willies.
Yeah, but it's nothing I can't handle. And it's just like that, oh, I don't, like, it's that feeling you're like, I'm not, but because I'm empowered and I understand what's going on and I will never let any spirit come in and you know, intimidate me or try to push me around. That's not how this works. And once you can get yourself to that spot and you understand that you're in control of how things go, if you don't want something around you, there are steps you can take to make sure that that isn't around you. Simple as that. That's why you have a strong team with you. And it's just, but I think so many people don't understand the mechanics of that. And they just get in that I'm scared state. And they just hear that it's bad. And they've been raised in a family and their friends tell them that, and random strangers like our YouTube friend will tell them that it's, and then they believe it.
Yep. I do believe that this is why we have so many souls in what people would call a place of darkness. For me, it's just lower vibration. They're not in the darkness all the time. They're still walking. They're still connecting, but they hold themselves in that dark. And we can help them in so many different ways to continue their own spiritual path, evolution, help give peace to the living. But it doesn't have to be taboo. It's just about accepting who they are in spirit form now and moving on and sending that love and light, and to stop using words like demonic energy and, you know, God, what else? It's just, that's the biggest part. Like, that's the biggest thing that people use, is that's thrown around demon. So easily. It's a demon. It's demonic energy. And what if it really is someone who was passed in your family of suicide, who is now trying to make amends, that's trying to come to terms with their passing, who needs a little bit of guidance and reminders that their angels and their loved ones are right there with them. They just aren't choosing to see them yet. That's what we're here to do. And that's what we promote. And that's what we were doing at the restaurant. And that's why when people come in with that stuff, it spurred quite a conversation between all of us after the fact. So after this break, we're going to now go into the shame cycle, because it's not only a shame cycle with the humans and the physical, but it's also the shame cycle on the spirit side as well. Again, you guys, this is from our perspective only. And so you take what works for you, what resonates, and the rest of it you can leave, and that's perfectly fine. But I also want you to join us on a really fun event that we have coming up in May as well. So on May 23rd at 4 p.m., we're doing a paint and sip with spirit with psychic artist Ashley and LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo. And I am going to be reading your paintings. How freaking cool is that? So we've done this before. We've actually read paintings that people have done, and the energy behind it is amazing. And understanding that concept behind it is even more amazing. And you're going to get a spirit-led reading from myself. You're going to get the instruction in the painting from psychic artist Ashley. You're going to meet some animals along the way. And then our celebrity chef, Nicole Moreno, is making us little charcuterie. Yep. Are we snack home? Plates, and there will be some adult beverages along with non-alcoholic beverages as well. And so you can sign up for that on Shades of Spirit LLC.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will see you right after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette. And visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spiritwalker Nicole.
I didn't clap this time because I have my pendulum. I'm keeping myself busy.
Good.
All right, you guys, today we are talking about the light side of the dark side, right? So we've talked about how to find demons. Honestly, you'd really have to go looking pretty damn hard to find them.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
but why? Like, why would you even want to do that?
Unless you're on one of those shows, which shall not be named, where that's their biggest thrill, is to go out and find demonic energy and activity, scare themselves, you know, shirtless, let's be honest, yeah, and other people, and then make us believe that everything that we touch that is haunted is demonic.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Ridiculous.
It's not.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We're not sending him love and light. That's for damn sure. I'm sending the people on that TV love and light because they're over here thinking, right? But it does stick with us. So then we moved into outside influences. Why do we feel this way? It's TV shows, it's friends, it's family, it's religion. It's fear. I mean, that's the biggest part, is that we fuel our own fear. And unfortunately for some people, those who watched our show shall not be named on YouTube, you feed off of fear. And then what happens is you're trying to gather people to join you in that. And sometimes those of us that have been shamed by our friends, family, our religious beliefs, you know, will start to live in that fear because we feel that that is the only way. You know, it's not Star Wars. This is not the way, right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Turn with the Mandalorian. This is the way.
Well, this is the way, it's the Mandalorian, but isn't that kind of the principle of Star Wars? And right? I mean, come on. Yoda, let's go. No? You guys can see I don't watch a lot of TV.
Wow. I was like, where are we going?
But this isn't the way. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, it just isn't. And so learning how to stay empowered, learning to understand where this energy is coming from, understanding that the majority of the time, I'm not going to say 100% because I do know there is lower stuff out there. Okay. But the majority of the time, it's just misunderstood souls who have a vibration that feels very abrupt, especially coming. Jacob, I mean, I don't know what goes on around here.
There was zero reason for that to happen.
When we did the paranormal show, we are 35 minutes into the show.
Did you see that? Was that on camera?
I'm looking at the camera. I don't know. All right, folks, hold on while let me tune in. What's interesting is that what fell is either LaShawn is watching and willed this to jump off so that we can promote what she's creating. LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, is that what happened? Or Spirit has knocked this off.
Yeah.
Now,
did I say something wrong?
Well, what I'm wondering is these lower vibrational energies that do come through, that are trying to get our attention. That's exactly what I was about to say as this thing comes flying off the shelf.
Yeah.
Is sometimes so that they can grab our attention and let us know that they need some help or they want to connect, right? Now, in your life, I mean, we've all had loss. You may have somebody that's still residing in that lower space that might be trying to get your attention. also, we're talking about a show of lower vibrational energies, of demonic energy, if you will. And whose name pops off the shelf? Not mine. I'm over here. I guess while we're at it, we'll just continue, LaShawn. Aren't these so freaking cool? But it's Spirit Walker Nicole, the one who connects with angels and spirit guides and that higher level
vibration.
See, that's
the thing. Like, things like that, when they happen, when for no reason at all, something is moved off the shelf and on, you know, like, I don't go to the...
Oh my God.
In a joking way, I'll be like, did I say something wrong? But it's like, I know that it's somebody or something trying to get my attention, and maybe they need some help.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to get freaked out because things are moving around.
Because they know that she connects on a higher level. They can see her light is so strong. Mm-hmm. Use the Halloween and the light on.
Yeah. And I got this from a very good friend of mine, and she puts it like this. When you're a medium or connecting with spirit, it's, think of it as in terms of Halloween, you turn on your light. So you have this light coming from you, right? And Halloween, how do you know which houses to go trick or treating? The lights are on, it's decorated. Like, it's like a beacon, right? That porch light. Oh, I'm going to go there. They have good candy, whatever it is. And it's a lot like spirit. When you're open, when you're a medium, when you're communicating, like, that's, your light is shining up there, and spirits are going to gravitate towards you because they know that you're open, and they think, oh, okay, you know, maybe she wants to talk, or maybe she can help me, or whatever it is. And so that's like, that would be very easy. And I don't even know if you guys saw what happened, but it's very easy to be like, oh my God, something's in the room.
And what's interesting is this is hooked behind the lip of this.
Yeah.
So this didn't just slide out after 35 minutes of a show being on.
No.
This literally has come out. And so I will tune in as a medium now and ask the energy what they want, what's happening. And I have a male energy here. And you guys could put in the comments or send me a message if this resonates with you. Look, they've thrown us off. So segment three will be also segment four. But this is a male energy. He is older. He's a little bit hunched over with his shoulders. He is balding on top, but it didn't go gray. But I do feel he's still in his 70s. He was walking with a cane towards the end, but his eyes are a bluer green. So it's not dark eyes. He is kind of got that older gentleman. I can only equate it to what my grandfather kind of had, where the jowls kind of came down on the wrinkles. Was someone that worked outside or in the sun as well. I think he was very good with his hands. So mechanic, if he needed to fix his car, his electricity, his plumbing, he did it. It was very much denim. I really do feel like I'm describing my grandfather, which is really freaking bizarre, but I also feel like it connects with someone else as well. He probably is in his mid 70s. He was a smoker for most of his life, because I can now taste it and I want to hold a cigarette. I put the pendulum down so that I know that I'm connecting, because they're starting to have me do those things with their hands. He always had the dirt around his fingernails, right? A grease monkey, if you will. He had a wife who had passed before him. So he was alone for quite some time. And she was a little bitty thing. This is where I know this isn't my grandfather's full energy coming in, because his wife was not a little bitty thing. I'm going to say that he was over 6 foot, maybe 6'1" ish. She was probably somewhere around, I'm 5'3", so I'm going shorter than me, 5 foot, 5 foot. One, he was Caucasian. She was mixed. So maybe Caucasian and Hispanic, or Caucasian and Asian. I can't quite tell, because she's not really coming through. They're just showing me what I can do to validate for you. And he did have a formal name with a nickname. So I would actually put, like, message us on that, Shades of Spirit LLC. You can put it in the messenger, or you can go to shadesofspirit.com and email us from there. But he definitely needs help. And I think that your light coming through, and I say help, I don't want you guys to think that all souls shoveled. That's not what we're saying. But he's just coming in like, hey, trying to get your attention. Yoo-hoo! Anybody listening? And that's where that energy is coming from. And they can manipulate. It's been passed for quite some time, things in the room, which is pretty cool, actually. But needless to say, it still can affect us, right? So when we're looking at these things, you know, think about the shame cycle. and how we're moving through that, right? Going back to one of our lives, I have to say that I love that our viewers and clients and followers call out what they see. They support one another. They stand on their beliefs. They're no longer afraid and they're becoming empowered. And how cool does that feel, right? At the same time, they speak out and support one another. They speak out and support spirit. And this is building that bridge and that community and coming together. And that's what we're all about, is not having a shame cycle to even start with.
Well, and that's what it is, because it's like you make some progress and you're feeling good and you're like, okay, maybe it's safe. I can start maybe talking a little bit about what I'm experiencing and what I'm going through. And maybe you get one or two family members that they say, you know, I kind of believe in that too. And you're like, awesome. And then it just takes like one person to say, oh, nay, you know, and you're right back to square one.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, ultimately, it's up to you, what your beliefs are, how you're shifting your energy, how we can help you do that. Right? Who knows what else might be flying off the shelf? I'm certainly hoping that it is just what LaShawn made, which again are these beautiful resin nameplates that she's making, which are filled with crystals inside. Some of them have a little sparkle, like Spirit Walker Nicole, like sparkly things. So she put some glitter in there. I know she's got some tourmaline in here. She's got some fluorite in here. She's got some clear quartz in here. She is making these as well as her beautiful keychains, her energy keychains. So we want to give her a shout out. You guys, also coming up in May, we're doing a release and intentions workshop. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
Finding your truth. We've been doing this for close to 5 years now. This is only $15. It is through Zoom. It is on a Friday. You got to go to Shades of Spirit LLC, click on events, click on that, and be part of our group of being able to release together, to manifest together, to come together as a united tribe, to be able to get to know people who are like-minded individuals and spend a couple hours with us while we work on our truth, finding some power words. Everything that we talked about last week in that energy session is going to be what we're talking about with that as well. And we're going to see you right after this break.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from the third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium, Jamie. I'm sorry, I'm still thrown a bit from what happened in here. The energy is kicked up a lot, so all of a sudden my medium brain, Diane W., if you're watching, you know what I'm talking about, has totally gone into overdrive today.
It just stopped.
And I looked at you.
I'm like, is it my turn?
She's spirit walker, Nicole.
And I'm spirit walker?
I'm psychic medium Jamie, and we are Shades of Spirit. Again, I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to keep that name because I think somebody's just going to take it away from us. Oh, boy. Anywho, you have to feel the energy and bring it up when we talk about some heavier stuff. Why? Because it keeps us connected in a love and light space. So we do work with lower vibrational energies. Go back to some of our shows. We talk about investigations we've done, been scratched. I've had bruises. I've channeled some dark energy before. Again, was it a demon? Probably not. Right? Did I walk away with a huge bruise by the next day and Spirit Walker Nicole having to come in and sit in the room with me and help kind of field what was coming in at that time? Absolutely, because I opened myself up to that low vibration, one of the lowest vibrations I had really ever been in at that time. And at the same time, I had the physical effects. So I will never deny that demons are not real. Okay. And I know that for a fact, right? You know, back in my heyday, I sound like I'm 80. I really did connect on such a low level, but that's not where I'm at today. And that's why I can say that this is not just love and light and angels and fairies and, you know, the elementals, that there is darker stuff out there. Like apparently the sky that just all of a sudden super dark in here. You're going to finish the show off and I'll just hear me and then things will fly off the shelves. But ultimately it is up to you to make the decision, right? So we are looking at the light side of the dark side because you have to have the equal, you have to have the counterpart. It's the yin and yang, right? So for you, where does this go?
It's just, you have to decide what you're willing to put up with when it comes to other people trying to shame you. You need to find that balance, that part of your gut. You need to go inward. And whenever you get these pieces of information, instead of asking others for what they think, ask yourself what you think, what resonates with you, and go with that. Trust your gut. Your gut is not going to lead you astray and wrong. You have to decide how much weight you want to give your family and friends when they try to tell you that what you're doing is wrong. Your perspective, it's going to be what dictates how far you go on your spiritual journey. Because if you start connecting and you start finding that sweet spot and you're into it and having a good time and maybe even posting about it on social media, and then one person comes in and tells you that, you're either going to, if it knocks you down, you're either going to stay down and not, you know, continue on your spiritual journey, or you're going to get up, dust yourself off, you know, learn from that particular situation, and then just keep going and keep moving and keep moving on and expanding your knowledge and learning and, you know, doing what you're supposed to do as opposed to just letting somebody else shut you down.
You're absolutely right on this one. And guys, we can all note that in the book. I don't say that to her very often. So we've heard it today. We will hear it again in June. Thank you very much. And the lights come back. This is so nice. I enjoy it. But you know what? You are the only one in control of your life. You are the only one in control of your destiny. Our destinies can be affected by others in our lives, right? And even if it is a past loved one who we had issues with or traumatic experiences with or whatever that might be. But at the end of the day, you're the one that can search for the answers. And that's what we encourage you to do here today is search for the answers. Connect at a level that resonates with you. I'm going to urge you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I guess if you were at the tea party, I told a lot of you what to do. So thank you all for hanging in there. Your spirit teams were very direct, but I'm urging you guys right now to search for the answers, to not live in fear, because light will trump fear and darkness every single time. And that's where you watch a lot of these shows and you work with other mediums and you work with people who, you know, who are not in the highest and best interest of their clients. And there will be energy drawn to that situation that is not in the highest and best of the people there. And so you may feel as though that energy has come in. But when you move into that space of light, connection, and again, I'm not talking about a God, a source, the archangels. I'm just talking about light energy, love from our heart center. Your beliefs don't have to do anything to do with this. It's what you have at that core level, what you feel. And it may be tied to beliefs, and that's okay. But that's how you're going to move forward. That's how you stand strong in your energy field.
And don't believe everything somebody mm-hmm. tells you. Even if you have, you know, you have your favorite psychic, your favorite medium, and you adore them and respect them, and awesome. I'm glad you have that relationship and you have that adoration. But if they say something that doesn't resonate with you, take that into account. I mean, they're human, just like we are, mm-hmm. you know, and they're not always right. I mean, period. So if they say something that doesn't set well with you, don't let it mess you up for months and months. Like, just leave it there and then keep going.
Take what resonates, leave the rest. Find your tribe. If you are into this, find your tribe. Like-minded individuals that support one another on a love and light basis. Now, you can also work with energies that need help and guidance and support as well, but you need to find that right tribe. We have so many people that feel alone right now, and they feel misguided, and they feel judged, and that come to us. They're in our group sessions. They're on one-on-one sessions. They're in coaching sessions and workshops. They're looking for answers. But if you can connect with like-minded individuals through these groups who share the same experiences without judgment and shame, you will be empowered to take back your own space. Now, what we wanted to do, because this was a little bit of a heavier show, and obviously things are flying off the shelves, was give a collective a reading from one of Spirit Walker Nicole's angelic decks in order to bring the energy up to get us to connect. And you actually did shuffle this. We heard you knocking on them and shuffling them. And it's the Angel of Relationships. And I do feel like that's a good space where we are all at right now, whether it's with others from the pandemic and politics and every other thing in the, you know, the past year and a half, to the relationship with ourselves.
Yeah. So this card just reminds us to take stock of all the relationships in our lives. Really, I don't know if we always really think of them because we're so busy with the day-to-day stuff and getting the kids this and doing that and going this place. But think, like, take the few minutes here that we have to look at each of the relationships that you have in your life. And then, you know, look at them hard. And are they bringing you joy? Is this a good relationship? Is this a good place to be? Are you getting what you're giving? And it's basically just evaluating these relationships. How's your relationship with spirit? Like, is what we're talking about today resonating with you? Are you someone that you're like, oh man, I kind of do like to go to that dark side and stay there because I it's scary and I don't know. you know, what is it? Does somebody in your family, do you have a relationship with a family member that is not, like, they don't really believe in the spirit stuff, so it's causing tension? So this is your angel of relationships coming in. Like, your angel of relationships doesn't judge you. They don't judge the situation. They want the best for everybody involved to heal that, whatever that is. But it's about recognizing what's working and what isn't, and then putting some energy into turning those into a more positive direction.
And I like that, because that is the space we're in. I love that this card is number 29. So you guys know that we do a lot of numerology readings. And so that equals 11. And that's about spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And when we can connect on that spiritual level, we can start to move forward. We are starting a program, as you guys heard last week, with our energy and words show, is that it's the awareness an awakening of our conscious mind. And in doing so, it's about putting together different aspects of it and sitting down with our clients and going through numerology. It's about finding the words that can help us manifest. It's about doing Reiki energy work with our clients to help move energy out. But when we can awaken your conscious mind, then we can start moving forward in that right direction. These sessions are our sessions to where we can connect. Right now they're through Zoom. Shortly, and sweet spot is coming up, and that's going to be an office. So I can't wait for that to happen. But right now it is about awakening our conscious mind, not our subconscious, but that mind that puts it right in the forefront for you. So stay tuned for more information on that. You can actually find that on our website right now at shadesofspirit.com. You can also book a 1-hour reading with me. I'm carrying it over, you guys. You guys are being so awesome with your referrals and connections that I'm still able to do this. So May, $75 for a 1-hour reading. You got to get on quick because I'm booking out now quite ahead. So right now I've already booked through April, part of May. Now I need you guys to jump on, book those readings. Okay. So let's go, you guys. Thanks for joining us in our exciting show once again. Anything else?
Nope. Thanks for listening.
All right, you guys, have a great week and we will see you next week. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.